Agenda today for public hearings is conditional use number 2480 DJ Tire Center LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an auto tire center to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Sussex County, containing 1 acre more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Downs Road, which is Sussex County Route 243, approximately 0.45 mile northeast of Wilson Road, which is Sussex County Route 244. The 911 address is 18651 Downs Road, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 9. Parcel 280.00, submitted into the record, Madam Chair. We have a copy of the applicant's survey of the property. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibits. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the applicant's conceptual conditional use site plan, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Someone here representing this application? Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Well, I think you just pushed the button again.
Okay.
There you go.
I got to keep it down, right?
No, it's what?
Okay. All right. My first name is Danny. My last name is Perez. I'm representing the CU 2480, which is owned by Mr. Javier Chalel Garcia. He operates the tire replacement, tire changing center, known as DJ Tire Center LLC.
Okay.
I believe I heard that on your packet you have most of all the information that that the applicant is trying to accomplish here, and I'm ready to answer any questions you may have, but before I begin that, I think it was read out. This is just a conditional use. It's less than an acre. He is, there will not be any large number of cars, maybe at the most, maybe three vehicles. And it's a partial, it's not 7 day operation. It's basically just Monday to Friday. And he intends in the future, doesn't know when exactly, to apply for a construction permit to build a his residence on that parcel.
So what would the hours of operation be Monday through Friday?
It would be from 8 o'clock to about 4 p.m.
Okay, thank you.
No weekends, there will be no weekends. I tried to put in the packet all the information that you need. He did apply for the to dispose of the tires. These are unique tires. I mean, these are tires that go basically on trucks, not so much on passenger vehicles. And he has some of the equipment that you need for that. And also, he's trying to specialize in the tire changing business. And he has the safety, when he replaces a tire. So you wonder, well, what he's going to do with the tire that's been taken off. It's the worn out, the old tire. Well, he has a container. I believe it should be in the picture in your packet. And that container is a fireproof. It's just a regular container. It's not a huge 53-footer, but it's about, I would say, about 30 feet. And that in that container is fireproof. He'll put the tires there, the used tires, and then he has a licensed recyclable company from Maryland that comes and pick up the tires. And any oil that needs to be changed, not in the oil change, but sometimes you need to do something like that. So the fluids will be environmental disposed. He also has the company that would be changing that and taking that away environmentally.
Is there anything else you would like to add to your presentation today before we get started with questions?
Yes, I'd like to add just a question. I have a question. I'm hoping that the members of the that you may have all the pictures. I am not quite certain that it reached your packet on time. We did mail it out last week, but being Monday was a federal holiday, and I'm not too sure if it went in there.
We do have photos in it. Do we have everything that?
I don't know that we have the photos of the container. There's photos of the pole building, and you know, and then an aerial photo. It looks like of the site, and then the information about the disposal of the fluids. I don't know if there was other information. It's the one I was talking about. If you go into the plan exhibit, the applicant exhibit.
Is it the crystal clean? That's what I remember seeing.
Yes.
Is that what that's the disposal for the tires?
Yeah, that is the disposal company.
Okay, that is in the... We do have that photo. So I think we have everything, I think.
What I'm interested is the photo, if you have that, because this, I do have a copy, but I was hoping that last week you might have had it. We sent it out, I believe, Thursday. It was sent in to the... Yes, that... But that was prior.
If you keep going, I think there's... keep going.
Yeah, those are the old photos. All that has been cleaned up. All that was under construction. I have the current version.
Take a copy, Madam Chair, to make sure we have them. So.
Okay.
If you want to give those to the director, that would be great.
Yes. You have that.
If you could hand those to Mr.
Whitehouse. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is that your only copy?
Yeah, you can keep that.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I was hoping that would be making into your packet last week. And I do know Monday was a federal holiday, so probably it didn't get in there in time. And I do apologize for that.
And I would just add, we have a 10-day rule for submitting information, but when it's photographs of things that are readily apparent to the public, if you drove by, you know, that's the same thing as a photograph, so there's no issue with that being submitted.
Okay, thank you. This is what we saw. Yeah. Was there anything else you'd like to add before we start with any questions?
No, I don't have anything. If I have any questions,
I'm
willing to answer that.
We'll see if anyone has any questions. Mr. Allen,
So is this also going to be a mechanic shop also, or just mainly tire? Are you going to do service work or...
I'm sorry, sir. Can you repeat that a little bit louder?
Have you done service work on vehicles in here, like oil
changes? No.
But you did mention changing oil.
Excuse me?
You did mention changing oil in some vehicles.
No. What happens is some vehicles, if it comes like a heavy-duty truck or something like that, there might be a little bit of fluid that you have to replace. So I was concerned about the fluid, whatever might be a quart of fluid, and you got to get disposed of that environmentally. But there will be no oil changing, none at all.
Thank you. That's all. That makes sense. Will all of the tire changes occur in the building, or will there be some outside of the building?
No. It will be inside the building, in that building that you saw there.
That's all I have.
Everything will be contained in that building. The tools, tire changes, the lift, everything.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
I don't know, you didn't ask the question, but how many, the capacity of the building, basically just two vehicles. That's not a very large building.
So two vehicles can be worked on simultaneously, and then three vehicles on the outside at any given time, maximum of three.
Let's be realistic. I'll be honest with you, realistic. Maybe in the hottest summer when the temperature is 90 degrees, you might want to change the tire outside very quickly. Half of the vehicle inside and half of the vehicle outside, especially if it's a truck. But the rest of most of it would be inside because of the fact that if you're working on a specialty tire, you need to have special tubes, and that should be inside because you need the electrical and you need the generator.
I think we're just trying to get a clear understanding because there's not a whole lot of other businesses in the immediate area, so we just want to make sure for any residences that may be impacted with where the work is going to be done.
Correct.
Okay, so you said Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. We talked about the number of vehicles. You talked about the disposal of the tires. Hours, the day of the week. Number of employees?
There'll be only him. The owner's right there sitting in the cube. And his, I believe that's his nephew. That would be a nephew or cousin.
So two employees?
That's it.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have any other questions? Okay.
Just one, if I may, Madam Chair. So looking at the history, just during the hearing, the building permit that was pulled for the structure back in 2023, our staff were told that it was going to be for a residential accessory structure, and it went through residential plan review. As it's being proposed to be used for commercial purposes now, my question is the applicant willing to go through commercial building code plan review? There may be some modifications needed to that building.
That's a good question. The plan right now is leave the way it is right now. That's he plans to do it. And if you look at that latest photo that I gave you, he does a good thing for the community on the other side of that property. He does the children's soccer on the weekends. So I don't think he's going to be applying for a residential anytime soon. That doesn't mean that he can change maybe 3 or 4 years from now, but...
That wasn't the question. The building was approved as a residential pole building.
Oh.
There's a different set of construction and inspection standards for a commercial use. So I'm going to pose it differently, Mr. Whitehouse.
Oh, okay.
If it's approved, he's going to have to get that modified and inspected.
Yes, absolutely. Now I understand. I apologize. Okay.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
The question I have is just, somebody else alluded to it. Talk about what's around there in that neighborhood, because this is, you know, truck repair or tire replacement business, you know, that's in a really rural area. Are there any other businesses around there? Just so we have a record so we know sort of what the area is like.
Well, the row is pretty much isolated. I mean, you know, it's a real rural, and you're right. Not too far from there do you have the state park. I believe it's the trust. It's a very special from the state of Delaware park. I think it's about maybe a quarter of a mile from the location. From the applicant's parcel. And then adjacent to the applicant's parcel, there's already a someone doing something similar, except that his parcel is a lot larger. And he has I'm sorry?
That was next door, you said that was?
Yeah, right next door. Okay. That's correct.
So I have a question. You mentioned there's a soccer field where children play soccer. Is that on the same lot?
Yes, on the, if you see that, well, it's not here.
Can you pull up this site plan?
But it would be on that picture that I gave you.
Can you show us on this?
Yes.
Where the children, I'm concerned about trucks coming and going and kids being on a soccer field.
The building is on the right-hand side. And you see on the left side, all that space there, there's nothing on it. Yeah, it's just a small little league of kids that he gets from the church. To play soccer on the weekend. It's on the left. It's pretty. There doesn't show it, but most in the photo that I gave, that I handed out, that you can see the beauty of that. So he on the weekends, that's what he do. You know, providing the weather. Now for the winter time, basically, it's not going to be any activity in that.
Okay. All right. Does anyone else have any other questions? No. Okay. If you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application today. Thank you for your presentation.
Thank you.
So anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2480, DJ Tire Center, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Okay, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Meeting. My name is Mike Calloway, and at this time, I would like to ask to approach the bench to provide you with some articles.
Okay. Give them to Mr. Whitehouse, please. Thank you.
Again, I am speaking in opposition of this request. My name is Mike Calloway, and I reside on 18789 Downs Road in Georgetown, Delaware. I'm a lifelong resident of this property, a resident and owner of this property on this road. I own approximately 100 acres at this location, which is farmland zoned AR1. The property for the request is located on a quiet back road with no improved shoulders. It's located directly across from Redden State Forest. There is minimal traffic use. A business like this would increase traffic and noise for the surrounding homes in this quiet neighborhood along this road. I do not feel this is a proper location for a commercial business to be located. My concern, if this application is approved, it will devalue my property, affect my quality of life, as well as everyone else that lives on this quiet back road and neighborhood. Exhibit one, if you look through exhibit one, is pictures of DJ's Tire Center that currently is being operated off 113 behind the old Arby's location. I have attached photos that I have taken this month that shows the amount of vehicles at the business, and it appears to be a salvage yard setup. Also attached are photos that I have obtained from Georgetown Fire Company, where they responded to a residential fire call within the past year that was located behind the tire business. They were unable to reach the fire location because of the amount of vehicles located at this tire business. A complaint was made by Georgetown Fire Company to the town of Georgetown for code violations.
Excuse me. Can we please? This gentleman has the floor. Thank you.
The owners of this business, after the business was contacted by the town of Georgetown, I've received information that they moved some of the vehicles to a lot located on 113 southbound north of Wilson Hill Road. This location has no mailbox. The resident adjacent to it is on the north side and had 20060 displayed. This is in violation of county codes. Those pictures are also attached, and a complaint has been made to the county constable's office at this time at this location. I'm a retired Delaware State Trooper after 24 and a half years of service, and the last 15 years of service was in electronic surveillance. After retiring, I started employment with DENREC. I started the electronic surveillance program for the Environmental Control Unit. During my time with DENREC, one of the most, if not the most, complaints received on commercial businesses were tire centers for violation of environmental laws. And also, I didn't put in this letter, was Exhibit 4 is a picture of the location where they're making this request. And I was going to bring up what Mr. Whitehouse brought up, was this was built in 2023, the pole shed, and that it did, they did not build a residence, which is in violation of Sussex County codes. I thank you for your time and my request to you as you consider this application for commercial use, and to ask yourself, would I want this commercial business as my neighbor? That's all I have.
Thank you, sir.
Serving us as the state policeman.
Okay, is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Sir?
My name is Ishmael Torres. I live as well as Jason of the property in question. If I may approach, I have copies of my declaration and my objection. I have a very strong accent, so as I'm reading, I want you guys to follow just in case.
Thank you.
You guys have a little problem. Again, my name is Ishmael Torres Jr. As Mr. Calloway expressed, I am also a longtime neighbor of the Van Forest and the Georgetown residents. My wife and myself own the property. Currently, we own a farm there at the corner of Wilson and Savannah Road, which connects to the property in question. I'm gonna read the objection we have here. Dear member and of the above commission board, I am writing to formally express my opposition to the purpose development of a tire company at 135-9.00-208.00 Downs Road, which is the parcel number of the property in opposition, which directly borders our property. As long-term residents of the community, I am deeply concerned about the significant and last negative impact this project would have on the surrounding neighbors. While I understand that it's important to support local business growth, this project is incompatible with the surrounding residential zone AR1 and a and possess significant risk to the health, safety, welfare of the value of our neighborhood. One, zoning and land use incapability. The purpose site is located within close proximity to single family homes, which are zoned for residential use. According to local zoning codes, commercial operation of this nature involving heavy equipment, industrial waste, and high volume traffic are not consistent with the intent of residential zoning district. Approving this project would set precedent for future commercial encroachment into residential neighborhoods. Number two, environmental public health concern. Having a commercial business like this will major hazard risk. Tire storage and disposal present well-documented environment hazard. The EPA noted that improper stored tires can collect, stand water, creating breeding grounds for mosquito and other pests and rodents. Additional tire flats, which could burn for days. And I'm gonna stop here. I was a member of the Georgetown Fire Company, and I've responded to several fires where tires, it's a hell of a fire to fight. You know, you put members of the fire department in danger, properties, you know, in danger. About a year or two ago, one of the neighbors behind our property was having some type of controlled burn. We lost 5 acres of our land due to the fire. The fire company was not able to control it, and they did the best. They had to use apparatus. We're calling the division of, DEMREC. They have a machine that has like a trencher. That was the only thing that saved the rest of my land. Wow. You know, we had to eat that loss. You know, there were trees that, you know, was lost at the time. I just wanted to throw that out there so you guys can take into consideration.
Understand.
I'm gonna continue. Which could burn for days and release toxic chemicals are a recognized public risk and safety risk. Runoff from the tire debris and automotive fluid could also contaminate local soil, groundwater, and harm and the wildlife. Number three, noise and air quality impact operation of the tire service involves the use of many pieces of equipment, including air compressors, impact wrenches, and other loud machinery, often exceeding acceptable residence noise threshold outlining in the city county noise ordinance. Increased vehicle traffic will also contribute in air pollution, particularly from diesel delivery trucks, which is contrary to community, environment, and public health goals. Number four, traffic safety. Strain, the proposal business will generate a substantial increase in both customers and commercial vehicle traffic. Our neighborhood streets was not designed to accommodate large delivery trucks or the increased volume of traffic entirely in the existing site. This raised a serious and safety concern to the homeowner, especially with children in the neighborhood, pedestrians who walk this road for exercise, cyclists, and could eventually cause costly infrastructure upgrades at taxpayers' expense. Number five, negative impact on property values by approving this business is a residential AR1 neighborhood could affect currently the future of homeowners. Multiple studies include those published by the National Association of Operation or Realtors have shown that proximity to industrial or high traffic commercial operations can reduce the residential property value by 10 to 20%. This project would directly undermine the investment residents have made in their homes and could defer future buyers from moving into the area. It is greatly, or excuse me, it is already a concern to adjoining property owner that the county has granted a temporary condition to use to Christopher Lopez. Mr. Lopez is operating a paint and auto body repair shop on the parcel directly next door to the parcel where we are, or we are here for today, 135-10-.00-7.08 Downs Road, where he has large amount of vehicles on the property due to him doing insurance claim work. Having this type of business is as well in the AR1 zone district is also concerning due to the following. One, environmental health concern. Automotive paint and repair often involve use of chemical solvent and paint that can release harmful fumes and particles. This emission can negatively impact air quality and pose major term, long-term health risks, especially to small children, seniors, and people with respiratory problems. Number two, auto repair typically granted a high level of noise from two machinery and heavy, vehicle testing. This excess noise would disrupt the peace and quiet of the county setting neighborhood, particularly in the mornings and evening hours. Number three, the amount of traffic include large tow trucks and delivery vehicles could create congestion on the already high traffic road and could possibly cause accident due to being close to blind spot turn. If the vehicle is traveling downs road and come around the turn and a tow truck is across the roadway due to backing into the site, it could perhaps cause a serious wreck. Once again, given these environmental safety and property concern, I respectfully request you, the board, to deny the application for this facility at the proposed location, require or request owner to relocate to an already zoned property for a commercial business, conduct a full EIA environmental impact assessment before any approval is even considered if denied is not granted. Do a complete assessment of the nearby properties that would be affected by these businesses. Not only could this be a fire that could last for days and destroy properties and wildlife, leakage, oil spill, paint, commercial exit traffic to the adjacent property owner would also a very large parcel across from both of these sites is owned by the state of Delaware, is a redden forest, which the chemical could run underground and affect the trees and wildlife. Sincerely, Heather Ishmael Torres, adjacent property. I also have a picture of the property in question. Again, I'd like to thank you guys for the opportunity that you've given me and I'd like to really concern.
Madam Chair, if I may, I know we don't normally ask questions of members of the public when they speak. Just to clarify my understanding, so the adjoining property, that's the most recent aerial photo we have from March 10th of last year. Yeah, sure. Do you know the use of that building, sir?
Which one?
That building there with the five garage doors.
Yeah, that is what I was speaking in the paper.
The body shop,
yes.
Okay, thank you.
That didn't come into play until myself and Mr. Conaway was doing research, and I as well was also a police officer here in the state of Delaware, you know, for Sussex County, and, you know, I believe that, you know, my first thing is public safety, you know, and I worked very hard, my family has worked very hard to have what we have, and, you know, unfortunately, you know, we don't want it, you know, be destroyed by any chemicals or anything like that, so again, thanks a lot for the opportunity.
Yep. Thank you. We understand, sir. We thank you for your presentation.
Thank you
for your service also.
So just very preliminarily, Madam Chair, just having a look at that property, that's parcel 7.08. I can't find a conditional use approval for that property, and I can't find anything in its history approving it for anything other than use as a dwelling. So this might be something we want to look into. and investigate further.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Anybody have any further questions? Can I refer to this one and
About
yeah, I didn't know if we needed to do a vote on that before. Because
no,
yeah,
that's
okay.
Fine. We could.
Okay,
do, yeah.
Thanks, Ashley.
Should we defer action?
Yeah, I
think so.
Yeah, we were just saying that we're going to wait instead of doing the votes at the end of the meeting like
we
used to do. We're
take them. Yeah,
take the vote.
Yeah,
after each hearing, going forward too. Yeah, so.
Okay, so I need to close the public.
Close
okay,
the public
all right. I will close the public hearing for what number are we? Conditional use number 2480, DJ Tire Center, LLC. Okay, Mr. Collins, what's your preference?
Madam Chair, I move that we defer action on conditional use 2480, DJ Tire Center, LLC, for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2480, DJ Tire Center, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, the motion carries.